So imagine preparing this flawless 12-course tasting menu, right? But then you fail culinary school because you suddenly just forgot how to boil water.
Right. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but honestly, according to the examiner's report we are deep diving into today, that is exactly how thousands of elite candidates just failed their APM exam.
Yeah, and it's wild because, you know, you've done the mock exams, you've memorized all the advanced models, but
Exactly.
you are literally days away from walking into that September exam and just throwing away easy marks. And our mission today is to, well, stop you from doing exactly that.
Absolutely. Because this report is a pretty brutal reality check, honestly. We are looking at a fundamental breakdown in exam technique and, just basic accuracy under pressure.
Yeah, which is the crazy part.
It is, because it's actually not the advanced theory taking candidates out, it's the foundational concepts.
But hold on. If you are sitting for an advanced performance management paper, how are you messing up basic ROCE, like return on capital employed? Are the exam data sets, I don't know, deliberately designed to trick you?
Well, no, they aren't tricks, but they are pressure tests. I mean, under time constraints, your cognitive load spikes,
Right,
right?
the panic sets in.
Exactly. So a candidate's brain just defaults to whatever numbers are easiest to grab in the heat of the moment.
Oh, wow. So instead of,
Instead of calculating capital employed properly, they just grab net assets.
wait, really?
Or they use year-end figures instead of the required opening or, average figures.
Okay, using net assets instead of capital employed for ROCE is like, I don't know, trying to calculate a car's top speed by measuring the size of its trunk instead of its engine.
That is a perfect way to put it.
You are measuring what is left over, not what is driving the actual performance. It's just wild to me.
It really is.
And the report also highlights candidates completely failing to calculate dividend per share when the total dividend and total shares are literally handed to them in the data.
Which points to a much deeper psychological hurdle, actually. It's this tendency of answering the question you want to answer instead of the one that's actually asked.
Oh, I see. Like they just see a keyword and run with it.
Exactly. Like, when a prompt explicitly asks you to evaluate a performance report, candidates freak out and evaluate the company's performance instead.
Wait, so they critique the actual business.
Yes, they write things like, revenue is up, profits are down. They critique the business, not the dashboard itself.
Oh, and that score is zero.
Complete zero. The board wants to know if the metrics on the dashboard are actually balanced and relevant, not whether the company had a good year.
Okay, so when that panic sets in and a student realizes they don't actually know how to critique the dashboard, they just pivot to what they do know.
Precisely. Which explains the ultimate APM sin, really, the textbook knowledge dump.
Ugh, the knowledge dump.
Right. You see a prompt about, say, cloud computing or robotics, and instead of applying it, you just list operational facts.
Like, it gives remote access.
Done. Move on. And that is exactly where the failing student stops.
Ah, and the passing student.
The passing student explains the commercial reality. They explain how that remote access translates directly into profit implications, increased revenues or decreased costs. They answer the so what.
Right, the so what factor. Because I was looking at this Kaizen costing section in the report, and I was genuinely confused.
Oh, yeah, that section was rough.
Right, because why would a student write a perfectly accurate answer about Kaizen's benefits and still score a zero? What is the invisible hurdle they're missing there?
The invisible hurdle is the word impact.
Impact.
Kaizen is all about continuous incremental cost reductions on the factory floor,
Oh,
right?
right, constantly tweaking things.
Exactly. So when you implement that mechanism, it completely shatters traditional standard costing because your standard is now constantly moving.
Oh, I see.
And the question specifically asked to evaluate Kaizen's impact on the performance management system, things like target setting and reward structures.
But students just dump the general benefits of Kaizen instead.
Completely. They memorized the definition but couldn't show the mechanism.
Wow. And didn't the prompt also have a massive constraint written in? Something about quality circles?
Yes. The prompt specifically required an explanation of the problems in implementing an approach involving quality circles.
Which are just groups of workers who meet to solve production issues, right?
Exactly. But candidates just pretended those words weren't there.
They just ignored the constraint completely.
And if you ignore key scenario constraints or explicitly disobey instructions, like when the prompt says in bold, do not suggest new performance measures, and you suggest them anyway,
Oh, no.
you are basically telling the examiner you lack professional skills.
So what does this mean for you walking into the exam hall in a few days? I mean, reading comprehension and commercial application are basically your lifeline.
100%.
Your technical knowledge is completely useless if you don't answer the specific requirement and tie your points back to the financial reality.
That's the key. Professional marks aren't a bonus for writing eloquently.
Right.
They are earned through clear structure, logical evaluation, and showing you actually understand the commercial impact behind the operational fact.
Which really leaves you with one final thought before exam day.
Let's hear it.
If artificial intelligence can now perfectly recite the textbook definitions of cloud computing or Kaizen costing in 2 seconds flat, the only reason human accountants still exist.
Oh, that's good.
And the only reason you'll pass this exam is your ability to translate that theory into human strategy.
Exactly.
So don't be the chef who forgets how to boil water.
Mm.
Good luck out there.